It's time for high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
Well, it's early November, and that means it's time for high school football playoff action in the state of Kansas. And tonight, it is the second round of the Kansas State High School Activity Association round of the playoffs. It's the regional round. And tonight, we know that there's 16 teams that are left standing in Class 1A, but at the end of the night, there will only be eight remaining moving on to the quarterfinals, the section round, next week. Tonight, we have a matchup between two rivals from the old Delaware Valley League, the Troy Trojans, coming into Jackson Heights to take on the undefeated Cobras, who are 9-0. Troy is at 6-3. The winner will move on to take on the victor between Rossville and McLeod. That game in Rossville tonight. We look forward to the action here tonight on 103.9 KNZA. Wade Gershon with you along with studio engineer Ray Penning, as Jackson Heights a heavy favorite in this one, but Troy, they feel like they can cause some problems with Jackson Heights tonight, and in particular, Troy has been able to get off to great starts throughout the season. And they will need a really nice start tonight to perhaps force the Cobras to come from behind for the first time this year. Jackson Heights has not trailed for a single second this season. They outscored the opposition 508-23. They've only given up three touchdowns this year. They've only punted three times this year. They've been completely dominant. They have six shutouts on defense, and their offense is averaging 56 points per game. So it will be a battle for Troy tonight. They are the underdog, but they can play loose, and if they can put some pressure on Jackson Heights early, then things could get interesting. Jackson Heights and Troy tonight on 103.9 KNZA and the Cobra Channel. Hear from the coaches when we return on our pregame show here on 103.9.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Wade Gershon back with you on our pregame show here on 103.9 KNZA. Tonight it's a playoff battle between Troy and Jackson Heights. And here to preview that matchup, the head coach of Troy, Derek Jasper, his team coming in with a record of 6-3. And coach, just share a little bit of information about how that playoff game went for you last week. A nice win on the road, 48-18. I'd be pretty pleased.
It was. It was a long trip to Mound City there to play Jayhawk Lynn, but they were the higher seed than us, so we had to go on the road. A very good start for us as we went down and scored on the first drive, and then our offense kind of messed around. We turned it over on downs once, and we had a bad fumble when we were getting ready to score again. So it was only 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, but we were happy with that. And then 28-0 at halftime. Then we went ahead 34-0, and they scored all 18 of theirs in the fourth quarter. So I thought it was a really great performance by our defense. No one had really shut them out, even through three quarters all year, and we did that. Really had a great game plan. They like to throw the ball around quite a bit. I thought our D-backs and our guys up front got great pressure defensively. Offense, we just kind of hung in there and made some plays when we needed to, but it wasn't a real efficient game. And it sounds dumb to complain about the offense when we scored 48 points in a playoff game as an underdog, but we had a couple of turnovers with a fumble and an interception, and we've been turning the ball over too much lately, so we're going to have to fix that tonight.
What are the strengths of your team as you go into this matchup against Jackson Heights, and then what are some areas that you definitely need to improve in to pull off a win tonight?
Well, our athletes have played well. We've got some good athletes on the outside. We've got some good athletes in the secondary. I want to see some improvement, in the trenches. We've got to be able to find a way to run the ball. We haven't done well running the ball between the tackles. Even to get 1 yard or 2 yards, it's been a struggle for us. And it would be tonight against this defense, too. But we've got to be able to do that at times. That needs to improve. But we we've had a good season. We've dealt with a lot of adversity with our injuries. We're not happy that we're 6-3. We had higher expectations than that for our record at this time. But some of the injuries we've had, some of the adversity we've had to deal with, I'm proud of our kids that we're still playing here, you know, when half the teams in the state are sitting at home tonight.
Jackson Heights, they have not trailed at all this year. They've only given up 23 points. I would imagine one of the big keys for your team tonight is to just get off to a nice start and maybe put some pressure on them by jumping out on them early.
It would be nice, and we've had a good season in the first quarter so far. You know, we've outscored opponents by a lot in the first quarter, so that is very important tonight to kind of see if we can hang in there as long as we can. It will be difficult to score against them. Last year we had a hard time moving the ball and a hard time stopping them. They're better this year than they were last year, and hopefully we're a little bit better too, but it's going to be tough. But a good start would be super important. If we can have a good drive, even offensively, and play some field position and try to limit their big plays, that would help us get off to a good start too. Nothing, no big plays for them like long touchdown passes or long touchdown runs. You know, if we can shorten up the game, we usually don't want to do that. But in this game, as big an underdog as we are, we would like to shorten up the game a little bit and try to get it into the fourth quarter with a chance to win and see what kind of pressure we can put on them as a big favorite.
Well, Coach, it should be an interesting contest. We thank you for your time and cooperation. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks for being here, Wade.
That's Derek Jasper, head coach of Troy. When we come back, we'll talk to head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras. This is High School Playoff Football, 103.9 KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to our pregame show, as it is Jackson Heights hosting Troy in the second round of the Class 1A playoffs here on 103.9 KNZA. And here to talk about the season and looking forward to the matchup tonight against Troy is the head coach of the undefeated Jackson Heights Cobras, Caleb Wick. And Coach, it's been an amazing season so far, and I know you're hoping that there's a long way to go yet and make a deep run in the playoffs. Just, is this what you envisioned for your team before the season began, to be this dominant, or are you a little bit surprised at where you are right now?
I mean, you always got to be a little bit surprised with, you know, the way the scores have been through the course of the year and the way our defense has been playing through the course of the year. But it's always good things. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we thought we could have had a pretty good team, but we needed a bunch of pieces to come together and gel together at the right time. And hopefully we're doing that right now. But I know tonight is going to be a tall task with the Troy team that likes to throw it around a little bit. And they also have some big running backs in the backfield. So, you know, we're going to definitely have to read our keys, do our jobs, and flow to the football.
Last week, coming off a big win over Erie, 56-8. Your offense averaging 56 points a game. Your defense allowing just 23 points total for the season. And in order to be a dominant team, you have to be good on both sides of the ball. What's been the keys to success, in your opinion, being so dominant, not only on offense, but also on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, it's the players, and it's having juniors and seniors on your team that's been through your system since their freshman year. And I give a lot of credit to our offensive coordinator, Brett Plattner, and our defensive coordinator, Greg Nowges. They really get the team ready to play. We really, get a good scouting report ready to go on Monday, and we're able to get in that on Monday and then formulate a plan Tuesday and Wednesday to really get things broken down and what the kids need to read and how we're going to cover everything. And I can't say enough good things about my assistant coaches and the things they've done during the course of the year. And even Matt Schumann on the offensive line, defensive line really gelled up to this point. So it's been a great year, but hopefully there's a lot of weeks left, but we got to get by this one. And we know Troy's going to be a great football team.
Closest game you had this year, you got to go all the way back to week one, 35-7 win over Riverside. You've crushed the competition since then, and now a matchup with Troy. Before we look ahead to Troy tonight, You know, I was asking you about this before we were recording an interview today is, you know, is it a concern that you have not really truly been tested this year? You've been so dominant, which is a great parents love that, by the way. They love the blowouts and the team's always winning. I think broadcasters, you know, we're a little bit more selfish. We love those tight, close games. You haven't had any of those this year. In fact, you haven't even trailed for any moment in time this year. How do you go about it's a great problem to have, I guess, right?
It's a good problem to have, but, you know, deep down in the back of our minds as a coaching staff, you're always wondering, like, what's our mindset going to be if we get down 14-0 in the first quarter or, you know, in the fourth quarter if we have a big turnover and have to get a stop and then drive down the length of the field to get a score to take the win. Yeah, you know, it's in the back of our minds, but we talk to the kids during practice. We put them in tough situations to get them prepared for the situation that might present itself. And we as a coaching staff really try to hunker down that, you know, guys, there's going to be times where you're going to get a gut punch and you're going to get some adversity to go through and how you're going to react to that. So, you know, there's a point in time where that's going to come and hopefully we'll be ready for it.
Where are some areas that you would like to improve in? You know, people from the outside be like, well, you got to prove in. You're dominant. You're blowing out everybody. But as a coach, I know you guys are never satisfied.
No, and it's every facet of the game, offensively, defensively, and special teams. Our punt coverage needs to get a lot better. We haven't punted a ton this year, but when we have punted, we haven't done a really good job of covering that. So that needs to be worked on exponentially. And you can always get better on the offensive and defensive lines. And our secondary needs to shore up some things here in the coming weeks. But overall, like you said, we're pleased with where we're at, but you never be satisfied and you can never stand still and take a day off. And we're just harping them in practice each and every day.
You have a matchup tonight against Troy at home. Troy, what concerns you when you look at the game film?
I mean, they're fast. They got athletes all over the field. They get the ball to their athletes in space real quick. They run a lot of screen passes. They run just a lot of combination routes to their receivers, like trying to get their best players the ball, which good offensive coordinators do. And I know Coach Jasper is a great offensive coordinator. And he's a great coach, and he's been at it for a while. And they've had, you know, deep runs into the playoffs, so this isn't going to be any surprise to them making them to the second round. And us and Troy have always been, you know, type of a rivalry, dating back to the old DVL league. And I know they're going to bring a lot of people, and we're going to bring a lot of people, and it's going to be a great atmosphere.
Well, that's what you expect when you get to the playoffs, no doubt. And now you're in the second round. Should be a good one here tonight. Coach, thanks for the time and cooperation. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras. We come back, we'll get you set for kickoff. It is Troy against Jackson Heights in the playoffs tonight on 103.9 KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for a advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at BobSchwartzFinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershner back with you as we're getting set for the second round of the state high school football playoffs in the state of Kansas at Jackson Heights, who is undefeated at 9-0. They have absolutely obliterated the competition this year. And tonight, the Troy Trojans hope to give them their toughest test of the year. Troy comes in with a record of 6-3. Jackson Heights, a convincing win over Erie in the first round of the playoffs last Friday, 56-8. Their closest game this year, you got to go all the way back to September 6th, the season opener against Riverside, when they won by 28 points. Troy, meanwhile, 6-3 on the season, coming off a nice win on the road at Jayhawk Lynn, 48-18. Troy will get the football first. as they won the toss, and Jackson Heights will get the ball to start the second half. So Troy has a chance to jump out on the Cobras early. That's a very important facet of the game, according to head coach Derek Jasper. We have to put some pressure on the Cobras since the Trojans are the heavy underdog. And we are ready to go. Jackson Heights, they kick it off from left to right from the 40 in the green jerseys, gold numerals lettering and helmets, and Troy to return. And it goes over the head of the returner all the way inside the 5, and then picking it up at the 7 on the return for the Trojans, and upended at around the 16-yard line is Hunter Ingerman, a junior, who missed a good portion last year with an injury. And so Troy, their offense here tonight, Gannon Bowes, the quarterback, running backs Jack Hartman and Cole Jensen, wide receivers Caston Jasper, Hunter Ingerman, Logan Blevins, who's playing with a partially torn ACL, right tackle Mark McKittrick, Ty Horner's right guard, center Colton Ledke, left guard Alex Dijon, who's moved from running back to left guard due to injuries, Henry Geiger is left tackle. We'll set the Jackson Heights defense for you in just a moment. So first and 10, Troy with the ball at their own 15-yard line to start the festivities tonight, moving from right to left from the far hash mark. Bo is in the gun. 3 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Empty backfield on first and 10. Motion man comes to the near side. That is Jensen. He turns upfield. Back to throw is Bo. Has a little bit of pressure. Dances. Rolls right. Now Hughes goes deep down the far sideline and incomplete at the 40. Right off the right hand of the intended target. Hartman pass a little bit overthrown. Some pressure as well applied to Bo. Initially had plenty of time to throw. Jackson Heights defense, DNs, Austin Settler and Sir Peak. The D tackles, Max Watkins and Andrew Galata. Linebackers, Tegan Bohe and Cade Holliday. Middle backers, Titus Eisenbarth and J.W. Moore. And the safety, Drake Mellies, who's also the quarterback for Jackson Heights. In the corners, Titan Eisenbarth and Ian Allen. Second down and 10, Bo short drop. He throws right side and incomplete. Mellies with the coverage as they're trying to go to Blevins on the far side. Blevins is a concern for Jackson Heights. Last year, all-league performer at linebacker and wide receiver, 45 receptions, 632 yards, and 5 touchdowns. This year, 33 catches for 524, and leads the team with 16 yards per reception. So Bo, first 2 passes, incompletions, sets up a third down and 10 from the 15 for the Trojan offense. 2 receivers right, 2 receivers to the left. Bo in the gun with the running back to his left hip. Jensen is in motion, going to his left. Bo, short drop, has time. Now rolls right, directs traffic, looking deep down the field. Now throws all the way back across the field, and the pass is caught, but nearly hit. Jack Hartman knocked down there by Eisenbarth at the 17, a gain of just 2. That was close to hitting the ground. No replay here in high school football, so brings up 4th down and 8, 2-yard pass completion there to Jack Hartman. Early on, Bo has plenty of time to throw, but the coverage downfield by the Cobra defense has been outstanding thus far. So 4th down and 8, Troy back to punt. It is on the way. Low line drive kick and goes out of bounds, close to the 40, may even be inside the 40, closer to the 35. The officials come in to mark it, and it will be at the 36-yard line. So Jackson Heights with prime real estate as they'll start at the Troy 36. The Cobra offense led by their quarterback Drake Mellies, a junior. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, only 1 interception, 30 years of starting quarterback. Cade Holliday and Titus Eisenbarth at the backs. So the wide receivers, Ian Allen, Tegan Bohe, Austin Zeller. Will set the offensive line for you in just a moment, but it is Jace Doyle who will snap it. First and 10 from the 36 for the Cobras. Far hash mark going left to right on your radio dial. Handoff is to Eisenbarth, and Eisenbarth breaks 1 tackle. Forward progress near the 30, a gain of 6, and brings up a 2nd down and short. Eisenbarth coming up a nice game last week against Erie. Ran for 140 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 touchdown receptions. The right guard, Andrew Galata. Cash Robinson, the left guard. The right tackle, J.W. Moore, all-leaguer, returning from last year. Max Watkins is left tackle. 4 offensive linemen returning from last year's team, that went 8-2. And, of course, Jace Doyle, the junior, is the center. 2nd down and 4 for Jackson Heights. 10:29 to go, first quarter. 2nd round of the 1A playoffs. Winner gets either Rossville or McLeod next Friday. Direct snap to the quarterback. This is Mellies. Mellies has a hole, and he exploits it and dives inside the 15, down to the 13. Pick up a 17 and a 1st down for the Cobras as Mellies was able to hit the accelerator and burst through a hole that was created by the offensive line to the right. It's Dijon. Dijon, he moved from, Alex Dijon went from 9 to 51. He changed his number because he has to be on the line now. So 1st down and 10 at the 13 for Jackson Heights in the red zone. Power is set. Wishbone look, the give is to up back, and there's nothing there as Geiger was able to get the penetration, blow up the play against Cade Hall. They had no chance. They'll say he got back to the original line of scrimmage, and that is it. But Geiger with a big play. This Troy defense, Mason Kessler at DN along with Ty Horner, the D-tackles Mark McKittrick and Jack Hartman, Logan Blevins, Henry Geiger, and Rosenberger are the linebackers. Colt Jensen and Gannon Bowe are the corners. The safeties Hunter Ingeman and Alex Dijon wearing 51 instead of 9. They were early in the year, so he's had to move into the offensive line and start there. So Holiday, no gain on that play. Brings up a second down of 10 at the Troy 13. Hard count. Troy comes across, and that will be an encroachment penalty. 5-yard variety on Troy. Oh, they always say watch the ball, and Troy that time did not, and it cost them 5 yards. Brings up a more manageable situation for Jackson Heights. Second down at 5, the ball resting in the middle of the field at the Troy 8. 9:20 to go. First quarter, Jackson Heights' first possession. Troy was 3 and out, had to punt. 2 tight ends, 3 backs. Under center is Mellies. Gets a snap for Doyle. Hands it off, and nothing doing. Once again, shooting through this time, it's Hartman before it was Geiger, and no chance for Austin Zeller. He loses a yard back to the 9. So Hartman with the tackle. This run defense of Troy, other than that Mellies run, has been pretty solid in the early going. So a loss of 1 for Zeller. Brings up a 3rd and 6 at the Trojan 9 for the Cobra offense. Jackson Heights undefeated, ranked 2nd. According to K-Preps, Kisha covered ranks from 4th in 1A. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. Mellies keeps all the way, and there is nothing there. Troy able to contain Mellies on the edge. And then it was Mason Keller, who is a Kessler, should say, a freshman, that makes the tackle. But there was nice job of staying home on the edge, including Caden Rosenberger, 5'10", 170-pound junior, back from an injury. And they're glad to have him back. So it's 4th down and 7. As Mellies lost a yard. 4th and 7 from the 10. And so they place the ball at the 15. Mellies the holder. Jackson Heights will go for the field goal. The snap, the kick is on the way, and it is good. 25-yard field goal by Lubbock. And that gives Jackson Heights early 3-0 lead. 7:53 to go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Deegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
Making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as
your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Ray Penning, Wade Gershner with you. Right here at the 50-yard line in the press box at Jackson Heights. Cobras strike first, a 25-yard field goal by Ludwig. And after starting at the Troy 36, they managed just 3. Troy has to consider that a victory with their defense. Here is the kickoff, and on the return, lots of room right side and diving forward. On the return, trying to see who it was on the return. I think that was Hunter Ingeman with the return. Can't tell for sure on the far side, but a nice return past the 25 and out to the 28. And that's where Troy will start. Troy coming in 6-3. Jackson Heights 9-0. They met last year, and Jackson Heights won 48-12. Jackson Heights won 5 of the last 6 meetings against Troy. 2 years ago, Troy won 32-0. Jackson Heights prior to that won 4 in a row between these rivals, who used to be both part of the DVL, now part of the NEKL. High snap, but handled by Bo. Bo slithers, a little jump cut, dives forward to the 30. He's able to pick up 3 as officially they started that drive at the 27. First time that Troy has run the football. First possession, 3 and out. Jackson Heights 5 plays, and their first drive stalling out. At the 10, ended up kicking the 25-yard field to go up 3-0. Jackson Heights defense only given up 23 points all year. 3 receivers left, 2 receivers right, empty backfield, wide receiver bubble screen. It is caught on the near side, but nothing there as Titus Eisenbach is there to gobble him up and spit out the receiver on that wide receiver screen. That was Kasten Jasper with the catch, but goes for no yardage. So third down and 7 facing the Troy offense. No huddle. They hurry to the line of scrimmage. Bo has a running back to his right hip, one to his left. 3 receiver formation, 2 right, 1 left from the far hash at the 30. Third and 7. Jackson Heights leads 3-0. Bo has plenty of time. Now dumps it off right side. It is caught. Diving, trying to get to the sticks for a first down. It's cast in Jasper. And we'll see where the officials mark it. He needed to get to the 37. And he is very close, but he might be about half a yard short. They will say it's 4th down and a yard. So a pickup of 6 on that pass play to Jasper. And Troy will go for it at their own 36. They need about half a yard. The receiver's bunched to the near side. Bo in the gun with running back to his right hip. Looks like Troy's trying to draw him off sides if they can. 4th and 1. They will go for it. Back to throw. Bo rifles out near side. Caught by Hartman, who's hit immediately, but not before he picks up a first down. Eisenbarth and Melly's outstanding coverage dropped Hartman immediately. The thing is, he only needed half a yard. Ends up picking up almost 3 to the 39, and it's a first down for Troy. So far, the Trojans offensively have been going with a short passing game. Bo's had time to throw. Jackson Heights coverage has been excellent downfield. 1st down and 10 for the Trojans from the near hash, moving right to left. 3-0 Jackson Heights with a flip pass ahead to the running back Blevins. Blevins, who came in motion, catches it, breaks a couple tackles, angling to the right, and he's tripped up at the 44-yard line. A gain of 5 for Blevins. Blevins playing with a partially torn ACL. Troy's been hit by some torn ACLs this year. Lost their left tackle, Connor Wolf, early in the year to a torn ACL. And then lost Tucker Jarrett, the left guard, to a torn ACL against Riverside in week 6. So Alex Dijon had to move in the offensive line at left guard as he was a running back. 2nd down and 5 from the 44. Going to our left, Bo once again has time. 3-man rush. Rolls right, throws across his body. The pass is tipped, but then caught. And then backpedaling his way close to a first down is Blevins. He needed 5, and it looks like he may have enough for that first down. It is enough for a first down, as it was nearly picked off. I think it was Eisenbarth that might have got his hand on that one. So ball resting middle of the field at the midfield stripe at the 50. Jackson Heights 3, Troy nothing, 5:22 and ticking. First quarter, second round of the 1A playoffs. 3 receivers go to the left. Bo sends 1 to the right. 1 running back. He swings it to Hartman. Hartman dives forward, a gain of just a yard. Cross midfield to the 49. Eisenbarth, Bohe, also over there was Galata, and on the stop. So a gain of a yard to Hartman as Troy continues to use a safe and effective short passing game. Hartman has 3 catches for just 6 yards. 2nd down and 9 at the Cobra 49 for Troy in their white jerseys with the blue pants, blue numerals, and the blue helmets. Hartman goes to the left. In the slot is Jasper. Once again, another bubble screen to the right to Blevins, and Jackson Heights is ready for it. A gain of just 1, as reading the play all the way was Holiday. Also over there was Zeller, among a few other Cobra defenders. So a gain of just 1. So Gannon Bo has thrown the ball already 10 times. He's completed the last 8 passes, but just for 23 yards. 3rd down and 8 at the Jackson Heights 48 for the Troy offense. 3-0 Jackson Heights, 4:10 to go in the first quarter. 3 receivers right. Twins to the left. Now going in motion is Ingeman. So that means 4 receivers to the right. Bo throws, looking for Ingeman. 2 high, pass sails over his head. Far sideline, out of bounds at the 43. Brings up a 4th down and 8 for the Troy offense. That's the first incompletion for Bo after 8 straight completions. Troy's losses this year to McLeod, 30-12 in week 2. They lost to Riverside, 14-12. Lost to Centralia, 28-12. Won their last 2. The Mar Hill Mount Academy 54-12 and won at Jayhawk Lynn 48-18 last week. Led 34-0. All 18 points to Jayhawk Lynn came in the 4th quarter as Troy had to go on the road. 4th and 8, Troy goes for it at the Jackson Heights 48. Bo backpedals, looks left, fires a laser. It is on the money at the Jackson Heights 38. And a big time stick there by Titus Eisenbarth on receiver Jasper. But Jasper needed 10, and he ends up picking up 11 and a first down for Troy. It was a nice throw by Bo. So 1st down and 10 for Troy. The drive stays alive. It's Cobra defense, man. have they been good. Six shutouts, allowed just 23 points this year. First down and 10 at the Cobra 39 near hash. Four receivers in the pass route. Rolling right is Bo being chased by Galata. Now Bo just throws it out of bounds. He got out of the pocket near the far sideline in front of the Troy bench and wisely just unloaded it harmlessly out of bounds. Good decision by Bo, the 6'1", 168-pound senior who has thrown for over 1,900 yards now in the season, completing 65% of the passes, 19 touchdowns, just six interceptions. Last year missed a couple games and still threw for 2,000 yards, 17 scores. And that was a concern coming from Jackson Heights is how to handle this Troy passing game. Second down and 10. Pair of receivers right, one to left is Jasper. In motion goes Jensen. Bo gets a snap. Looks right, now he throws, and incomplete. Trying to hit a soft spot there in the zone coverage and led him a little bit too far. It was intended for Hunter Ingeman at the Cobra 30-yard line. Once again, good coverage by Jackson Heights. The winner of this game will play either Rossville or McLouth coming up next week in the sectional round, otherwise known as the quarterfinals in Class 1A. Jackson Heights last year 8-2, lost in the second round to St. Mary's. Troy went 4-5 a year ago, lost in the first round to JCN. JCN then went all the way to the championship game and lost to Conway Springs, who's a defending champ and ranked number one in the state at the moment. Jackson Heights ranked number two according to other prognosticators. Two receivers right, one receiver left, third down and 10 to 39 for Bo. He surveys the defense. Now Hartman goes wide to the left, and to the slot is Jasper. Bo takes his time, airs it out, fly pattern near side, intercepted and picked off by the Cobra defense. Waiting on it and making the pick is the junior Titan Eisenberg. Inside the 20, marking at the 16, and the first turnover of the game is forced by the Cobra defense. Oh, nice drive for Troy, but it ends up with the INT. That was a 13-play drive that ends up on the pick by Titan Eisenbarth. And that's just the seventh interception thrown this year for Gannon Bowe. So the Cobras will take over at their own 16-yard line. Moving to our right in those green uniforms with the gold helmets and numerals and the gold trim along the pants. This is Mellies, hands it off to Holiday. Holiday running left. Nice surge by the offensive line. And he's able to pick up good yardage to the 22. Holiday averaging 11 yards a carry. Jackson Heights offense has just been unstoppable this year, averaging 11 yards per carry as a team. 60 touchdowns, 44 on the ground, 16 through the air. And they're averaging 56 points a game. Second down and 4, 22 for the Cobra offense. In motion is Zeller. They fake it to him. Mellies rolls to his left. Has time. Going long. Dialing up deep. Looking for Eisenbarth, who dives and can't make the catch on the far side at the Troy 40-yard line. Well, 52 degrees, the temperature. When we started this one, could see some showers, some rain throughout the night. And the air is a little bit heavy. It's colder temperatures and some moisture in the air. And Melly's unable to complete that pass. That's his first pass attempt of the night. Big thank you to Bob Schwartz Financial, who brings you the opening kickoff and second half kickoffs. Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake, let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Third down and 4 from the 22 for Jackson Heights. Troy defense is held up so far. Melly's running left, looks for a hole. Now he bounces the outside, turns the corner, up the field, far sideline, hits the Jets, the turbo button. Melly's breaks the tackle, still in the shoot at the 30, the Troy 25, and taken down near the 20. Melly's showing off his speed and athleticism as he was able to get to the edge. And this time, Troy did not have the containment. It's a 55-yard run for Drake Melly's. Well, Melly's, he has run for 800 yards, averaging 12 yards a carry. He's thrown for over 1,000. He's a dual-threat quarterback. Huge play for the Cobra offense. 2:23 to go in this first quarter. Jackson Heights leads on a 25-yard field goal, 3-0. Troy's had the ball twice, 3-and-out, and then a 13-play drive that ended on a pass being picked off by Jackson Heights' Titan Eisenbarth back at the 16. Jackson Heights this year offensively, 3,300 yards from scrimmage. The opponents, only 543. So you can see how they haven't trailed at all this year and blowing out the opposition every week. Here's a handoff coming in motion. This is Zeller, and Zeller is able to pick his way inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. A gain of 6. Geiger and Ingeman in on the tackle. Zeller, 2 carries for 5 yards. Mellies, 3 for 71. Mellies has only thrown the pass 1 time, and that was incomplete when he went for the deep shot down the field. Second down and 4 after the 6-yard pickup for Zeller. Allen split wide to the right. 2 receivers to the left. Holiday, the setback. To Melly's left. Holiday gets the call. Oh, nice cutback. Jump cut. Breaks the tackle. Dives forward inside the 10. Down to the 8. Outstanding run. And Ingeman saves the touchdown. Gain of 9 for Holiday and a first down. First down and goal for the Jacksonite offense. They don't huddle. They go quickly. Split backfield. Melly's under center. Actually, 3 backs behind him. Handoff is to Eisenbarth, who lowers his head, bulldozes his way to the 5, taken down there by Blevins for Troy. Pickup of 3 brings up second down and goal. Troy's been able to get off the fast starts this year, outscoring opposition 132-14. And they thought if they get early lead here, put some pressure on Jackson Heights. But right now, Jackson Heights knocked on the door to go up possibly 10-0 over Troy. Second goal from the 5, same formation as the play before. Bohe is a tight end right side. The give is a Zeller. Zeller is able to ricochet pinball off a defender and spins his way into the end zone from 5 yards out. And Jackson Heights extends their lead to 9-0 here in the first quarter. Zeller with his 7th rushing touchdown of the season. And on for the extra point is Ludwig. Ludwig, 22 of 24 in extra points this year, 2 of 3 on field goals. Snap, the hold by Mellies. The kick is blocked. Coming through is Blevins and blocked it with his torso. Nobody blocked him trying to block the extra point. So the kick is no good, but Jackson Heights leads 9-0. 53.5 seconds to go, first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA and the Cobra Channel.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jackson Heights got the interception from Titan Eisenbart. That stopped Troy's drive at the Jackson Heights 16, and then Jackson Heights responds. 7-play, 84-yard drive, the key play, as Colt Jensen fumbles the kickoff, picks it back up, and then gets walloped at about the 20. He took a shot. I think on special teams coverage, they're giving a lot of credit here is Colby Bohe, a freshman, with a big-time stick on Jensen. So Troy will start at their own 20-yard line. The key play was that 55-yard run by Mellies. And then it went power football the rest of that drive. Just one pass so far for Jackson Heights. And 11 runs. Troy, meanwhile, just 2 runs and 14 passes. Contrast in styles. First and 10 for Troy from their own 20. Bo dumps it off. Right flat caught by Hartman. Hartman a load to bring down at 6'2", 228. But he is wrapped up at the 25-yard line. And on the stop for Jackson Heights, J.W. Moore along with others. So a gain of 5 to Hartman. Hartman, 4 receptions for 11 yards. Could be the final play of this first quarter. Second 5 for Troy. 18 seconds to go in this first frame. 9-0 Jackson Heights, trying to keep their undefeated season intact. They come in at 9-0. Troy is 6-3. Bo, 4-man rush this time by the Cobras. Looks back across the middle field. Nothing there. Now he throws it up for grabs, and it is intercepted by J.W. Moore. and he goes out of bounds at the 35. Bo just threw it up for grabs, and an ill-advised throw there by Gannon Bo. He bought himself time, but you really can see what Jackson Heights is doing defensively. They're not so worried about, they're not blitzing, that's for sure. They're rushing three, maybe four, but they're playing coverage down the field, and Bo really doesn't have a lot of guys to throw to other than dumping it off in the flats early on. That time he takes a chance, he's rolled to his right, it was picked off. So two plays and the pickoff, the interception by Moore. So Jackson Heights starts at the Troy 35. First drive to start at the Troy 36. 2.4 seconds to play in the first quarter. This is Melly's on a keep after he fakes it off to Holiday in motion. And Melly's forward progress stopped there by Kessler. And also in on the stop for the Troy defense was Hunter Ingeman. That brings us into the first quarter. Jackson Heights 9, Troy nothing. Back with the second period of play, second round of the 1A playoffs. After this 1 minute timeout on 103.9 KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy. 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner back with you. Appreciate Zach running our laptop and Kyson running the camera for the Cobra Channel. Like to tune in tonight, along with studio engineer Ray Penning on 103.9 KNZA. Jackson Knights leading 9-0. Second down and 6 at the 31 after the 4-yard pickup from Melly's in the first quarter. And here's Holiday. He finds a crease still on his feet, and he's able to dive forward inside the 15 and down to around the 13, maybe even the 12. We'll give him a gain of 19. And now this Jackson Heights offense starting to click a little bit. Struggled on their first drive. They had to settle for a field goal. So they're actually going to mark it at the 13. First down and 10 for Jackson Heights from the far hash mark. Now moving to our left from north to south. Breaking a tackle is Eisenberg. Oh, he jumps out of another tackle. He's in for a touchdown. What a run. What a run by Titus Eisenberg, the senior, into the end zone for 6. And Jackson Heights now up 15-0. 13-yard scamper. And that was an impressive run by Eisenberg. Moore, by the way, that interception is second of the year. So two interceptions thrown by Troy has turned into touchdowns for Jackson Heights eventually. Here's the kick by Ludwig. This time it's blocked well up front. He puts it right through the uprights. And the Cobras now up 16-0, 11:28 to go first half, back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Didn't take long for Jackson Heights to punch it into the end zone. J.W. Moore with interception at the Troy 35. Three plays later, Cobras are in for 6. Plus they had the extra point by Ludwig. 16-0 Jackson Heights. Troy with 2 turnovers have turned in to 2 touchdowns for the Cobra offense. Little squib kick picked up by Ingeman.
is wrapped up. Open field tackle applied there. Well done by Cooper Hewitt, Jr. Wraps it up, and Engelman is shaken up. Slow to get up at the 23 is where they will mark it. But we said it was important for Troy to get off to a good start to try to pull off the upset. Jackson Heights had some concerns coming into this one, and a couple of those were the passing game of Troy and Troy's speed, in particular with Blevins. And they use a lot of screens, combo routes. And Coach Wick, Caleb Wick, saying in his 13th year with Jackson Heights, we need to shore up some stuff secondary. We can get better on the lines. There's ways we can improve, even though we're 9-0. Bo rolls left, being pressured. Hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. And he took a shot. Good pressure this time applied by Jackson Heights. One of the few times they've really been able to get pressure immediately on the quarterback, Bo, as it was Sir Peak who was able to get in the backfield and harass the quarterback. Bo did a good job just to get rid of the football. Second down and 10. Troy, a team that does not run the ball very effectively, nor do they really try that much. This year, Troy's running the ball for only 73 yards a game. Bo throws left side. Oh, behind the receiver. What an adjustment. A great catch. Terrific hand shown by Blevins at the 37. It's a gain of 9. Brings up a third and short. That was a tough adjustment there by Blevins. Outstanding athlete, all-league linebacker and receiver from a year ago. Playing hurt, but it's his final year, so he's going to play through the pain. Blevins, 4 catches for 20 yards. Third down and 1 for the Troy Trojan offense at their own 37. Moving to our right. Bo, flushed, rolls left, shakes a defender Peak. He's upset he didn't bring him down. And Bo looking for the sticks. And the first down yardage, and he does. He gets it to the 40, a gain of 3. It's just the third run of the night for Troy. As I mentioned, Troy does not run the ball a lot. They average just 73 yards per game on offense, 262 through the air. They're averaging 39 points a game. Derek Jasper, head coach in his 12th year, led Troy to a state championship back in 2016, undefeated, beat Plainville in the championship. As here's a pass to the right, quick pass thrown there by Bo, and it's knocked down. Zeller over on this side of the field was ready for it. Bo's thrown the ball 19 times already, and we still have 10:36 to play in this second quarter. Troy has just 4 seniors on their roster, 25 kids out for football, 6 juniors, 6 sophomores, 9 freshmen, the 4 seniors in motion. And out to the left, the pass is caught on the far side by Jasper. Nice throw by Bo. It's close to another first down, but I think you're going to be short by about they marked that back a little bit to the 47. So a gain of 7 to Jasper. Jasper's third catch for 13 yards. This Jackson Heights defense, the audacity for them to give up 8 last week. 56-8, only giving up 23 points this year. 3 receivers, actually 4 to the right, 1 to the left. Bo sprints right. He throws, and it's intercepted by Mullins. Makes a great break at the ball at the 40, and on the return into Troy territory at the Trojan 40. So a return of 20. Mullins picked it off at his own 40, returns it to the Troy 40, and that's the third interception of the night by this Jackson Heights Cobra defense. Striking just like their mascot, the Cobra Wood. Officially will mark it at the 41 on the return. So the INT, Melly's just read the eyes of Bo and stepped in, made a break on the ball, beat the receiver to the punch. Jackson Heights defense has forced 27 turnovers now on the year. Melly's sprint option right, he keeps it. And tackled from behind, thrown to the turf there by Blevins. But a gain of 5 from the 41 down to the 36. Jackson Heights defense was talking about how opportunistic they've been. They now have picked off 16 passes, 11 fumble recoveries, so 27 turnovers. They have the 6 shutouts, giving up just 2.5 points per game, giving up under 100 yards of total offense per game in opposition as well. Second down and 6 from the 37. And the give is to Holiday, running left to the 33, pick up a 4. Tackle made there by Ty Horner for Troy. Third down and 2 for the Cobras. 4 down territory as they're already at the Troy 33. They lead 16-0, does Jackson Heights. 9:15 and ticking here in this first half. Cobras on their home field tonight. Number 1 overall seed in Class 1A. Here's Mellies. Bounces to the outside. Tries to turn the corner. Nice stiff arm. And Mellies up the near sideline to the 25. They mark him out at the 23. Gain of 10. 3rd and 2. First down for the Cobras. Mellies has that speed and he's able to bounce it to the outside. Sometimes defenders think they have Mellies dead for rights, but just don't quite take the right angle, not accounting for the quickness that Mellies has. Went out of bounds, stops the clock at 9:02 in the second quarter. Wishbone look here for Jackson Knight. 3 backs, Mellies, they go power with 2 tight ends. 1st and 10 at the Trojan 23. Jackson Knight's up 16-0, looking for more. Holiday running behind his offensive line to the right. Forward progress to the 20. Geiger was in there on the stop for Troy. Also there was Blevins as he helps J.W. Moore up. So a gain of 3. 2nd down and 7. Caleb Wick, the head coach in his 13th year, 86-41. Jackson Heights this year, the numbers are, they just blow you away. They've only punted 3 times all year long. 2nd down and 7 at the 20. Fake give to Holiday. Mellies throws, has a man open and hauling it in for the touchdown is Titus Eisenbarth from 20 yards out. With a corner route to the left side, Mellies had plenty of time. The play action crows the defense, and Eisenbarth able to catch up and haul it in for the touchdown. And the Cobra offense is clicking all cylinders. They now lead 22-0 with 8:14 to go in the second quarter. And believe it or not, that's the first pass completion of the night for Mellies. But it goes for a touchdown. Titus Eisenbarth with the catch. Here's the kick by Ludwig, and it is good. Cobras 23, Troy nothing. 8:14 to go. First half, back in 30 seconds, 103.9 KNZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Titus Eisenbarth had a big game last week in the win over Erie. 3 touchdown runs, 2 touchdown receptions. Tonight he has a touchdown run of 13 yards and now a 20-yard touchdown reception. Beautiful throw by Mellies. They faked the handoff to Holiday running right. No pressure. He had all day to lay it out there for Eisenbarth. Nice job catch up to it. Left side of the end zone. Now the kick return is fumbled by Jensen, but he regains control of the pigskin. Now he breaks 3 for a moment and flung to the turf forward. Good open field tackle once again. Special teams by Jackson Heights. That's Titan Eisenbarth. The junior had an interception on defense earlier this evening for Jackson Heights. So the Eisenbarth's getting it done on offense and defense. Jensen's return to the 39, and that's where Troy will begin.
39.5.
It definitely is a 39.5. I agree with you. So they'll put on the scoreboard the 40, but it's 39.5. 1st down and 10. 3 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Bo in the empty backfield. Troy doesn't run the ball a ton. They're known for their passing game, and they're going to have to throw the ball a lot the rest of this game, down 23-0. Bo dances a little bit, now fires left side, and it is dropped. Incomplete. As the receiver, that was Jasper, he heard some footsteps, and he wanted to make that catch very quickly and turn it upfield and simply dropped it. And we've all been there if we've been an athlete or played football, I'm sure. Gannon Bowe's thrown the ball 22 times for just 55 yards. Three interceptions tonight for this Jackson High Cobra defense, and they've spread it around. J.W. Moore, Titan Eisenbarth, and then Drew Mellies. Timeout called by Troy. We'll take one as well. 23-0 Jackson Heights back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy calling that timeout, and when it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, perfect timeout snack. And a drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Online, WilsonTireKS.com. That last drive for Jackson Heights, five plays, 41 yards, and Titus Eisenbarth with the 20-yard touchdown reception. Second down and 10 for Troy. High thrown 39, moving left to right from south to north. In motion is Blevins. Bowe keeps it, and there is nothing. A wall of green defenders, and then they slam it into turf, and hopefully Bowe is okay. Holy cow. Three Cobras absolutely body slam Bowe for a loss of one, as there was just nothing there running left. The Cobras blew up that play immediately. Now, Troy, you got to think about the mentality, the psyche of this team. You know, I've had a good year at 6-3. I've been hit by some injuries, especially on the offensive line, and now down 23-0 on the road in the second round of the playoffs. And like to throw the ball a lot, and they're going to have to down by 23 for the next three and a half quarters. Still have 7:18 to go in the third, or in the second, I should say. In motion. Here is Bowe, avoids the pass rush for a moment, but not the third time around. Cobras all around him, and eventually brought down there. Zeller and J.W. Moore team up to sack the quarterback, Bowe. So a loss back to the 34, also about five, and that's the first sack of the night for the Jackson High defense, although they've been able to put more pressure on Bowe in the second quarter than they did in the first quarter. Fourth and 15, Troy in punt formation, trailing 23-0. Good snap. Here is the punt. It's on the way by Jasper. Nobody back to return for the Cobras. And the ball rolls all the way down to the 20, and that's where Jackson Heights will start. Well, the Cobras, last two possessions, they started at the Troy 35 and the Troy 41, thanks to interceptions from their defense. Titan Eisenbarth had an interception on the second drive of the game for Troy. Jackson Heights went seven plays, 84 yards. Mellie's a 55-yard run. Zeller a five-yard touchdown run. Extra point was blocked. That was after Ludwig hit a 25-yard field goal to start the scoring tonight. Then interception by J.W. Moore. It was Titus Eisenbarth, 13-yard run. Extra point made 16-0. Then Drew Mellie's interception for the Cobra defense. Titus Eisenbarth, 20-yard touchdown reception. Extra point good by Ludwig. That's where we stand. 23-0 in favor of Jackson Heights. Mellie's quarterback keep all the way. Bounces to the outside, and he's off to the leashes. Shake and bake. Breaks another tackle, and then finally brought down from behind. He had to slow down for the one tackler so he could make a nice stutter step to get around him. And then Mellies comes up hobbling on his ankle, and that is never a good sign. He got twisted down awkwardly on that run. It's a gain of 27 for Mellies, who has now run for 118 yards on seven carries. 6 minutes to go in this first half. It's been all Cobras, 23-0. Cobra defense pitching another shutout. They've picked off three passes. The offense is now clicking after a slow start on their first possession. Melles hands it off. He's still hobbling. Holiday with nice surge forward behind his blockers in the trenches. Well, the Cobra offensive line really fired off the ball there. And a gain of 8 for Holiday, the 45 in Troy territory. Well, the big question a lot of people are asking in regards to Jackson Heights is what happens when they get into a fist fight? What happens when they get into a tight, close contest and feel some pressure? They have not had to deal with that at all this year. The closest game was week 1 against Riverside when they won by 28. If they hang on and win here tonight, they will get that first big test of the year next week. More than likely, it'll be Rossville. I know McCloud's playing Rossville, but Rossville's the heavy favorite. Here's a run left. And a nice run again for the Cobra running attack. As it was Holiday with the run down to the 36. And another first down for this Cobra offense. Tackle made there by Caden Rosenberger, a junior, is back from injury. And they're very happy to have him back. He's a junior. Blevins playing. Hurt a senior, partial tear of an ACL. They've had two other linemen they've lost of the season, left tackle, left guard, due to torn ACLs, has Troy. Two receivers left. Handoff is Holiday. Outstanding play by the Troy defense, shooting through and making the tackle for Troy was Colton Ledke, a junior. No gain on the play. Holiday, 9 carries for 60 yards. Melly's run 7 times for 118. Zeller and Titus Eisenbarth with touchdown runs. Melly's a touchdown pass to Titus Eisenbarth on the last possession. Approaching 4 minutes to play in the first half. Jackson Heights on their home turf, leading 23-0 over Troy. These two rivals during the Delaware Valley League days. Melly's play action has time going deep down the middle. Has a man open, but overthrows the intended target. Man, he had Zeller for 6, but Melly's led him too far. There's no safety help there, and Zeller just went right down the middle of the field. A lot of times you see these fly patterns on the sidelines, but really that was just a fly pattern right down the middle of the field, and he got behind the safeties. So missed opportunity there for Jackson Heights, something I'm sure they'll look at on film and try to improve should they hold on a win tonight and move on to the state quarters next week in 1A. And that game would be at Jackson Heights here at home for the Cobras if they do win here tonight. Here's the run by Holiday running left. Geiger's outstanding player for Troy on their defense to the 32. Geiger makes a stop. Holiday a gain of 4. Look at that 1A bracket. And Pittsburgh Colgan is hosting Riverside tonight. Centralia is hosting Opie on 92.1 KMZA. And Valley Heights tonight is hosting Sterling. So we got definitely quite a few teams from the area, in our listening area, that are competing in Class 1A here tonight in the second round of the playoffs. 4th and 6, Jackson Heights will go for it at the Troy 32-yard line at the left hash. Moving to our left, 2 receivers right, 2 flanked to the left. In motion goes Bohe, and Troy jumps. It looks like corner and one of his other teammates jumps, and instead of 4th and 6, it's now 4th and 1. That is only the 2nd penalty we have had tonight, and both are offside penalties on the defense, jumping and not looking at the ball. That's a penalty that drives coaches nuts and makes them pull out the hair on their head, whether it's youth football, junior high football, college football, pro football. 4th down and 1 for the Cobras now at the 28. They need 27 to keep the drive alive. 2:48 to go in this first half. 23-0 Jackson Heights. 2 tight ends. Give is Zeller. Oh, I don't know. 2nd effort. Can he get there? I think he might be short. Troy defense. Blevins coming through there. Also in on the stop for Troy was Cash Robinson. And we'll see where they mark it here, but Zeller did not get the first down initially, and they do say it's Troy's football. The referee just motioned to say Troy football. So turnover on downs, and Troy will take over. So Troy end up getting the stop. from their defense. A much needed stop, trailing 23-0. Empty backfield. Jensen in motion. Four receivers to the left now. They have a swing pass to Jensen, has some blockers in front. Jensen turns it up field, cuts through, bounces to the outside far sideline, and saving a touchdown all the way to the Cobra 37-yard line, making a tackle for Jackson Heights with Cade Holliday, or that would have gone for six. Just a swing pass to Jensen, and he had a convoy in front of him. 34-yard pickup. That's by far the best play of the night for the Troy Trojan offense. First and 10. In Cobra territory at the 39. Fly pattern and incomplete on the far side, but there are flags. Well, I just said that we only had two flags in the game, both offsides on the defense. Now we're going to get a pass interference called, it looks like, on the secondary of Jackson Heights. We're going to Jasper on the far sideline. Some contact. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. That'll take it from the 39 down to the 24. First penalty of the night on the Cobras. Should be the 24, yep. Stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Give you some scoring updates when we get an opportunity as well. Second round of the playoffs in the state of Kansas. First down and 10 at the 24 for Troy in Cobra territory. Jensen in motion to the left. Bow looks right, short drop, throws, and the receiver slipped and fell at the 20. The pass is incomplete. Well, this is Troy's best drive since their second possession of the night. But Titan Eisenbarth ended that drive with an interception at the Cobra 16. And then Jackson Knights went 7 plays, 84 yards. Melly's a 55-yard run. Zeller had a 5-yard run, and that was the for a touchdown. That was the first TD of the night for Jackson Knights. They had a field goal early. Led 3-0, 9-0, 16-0, now 23-0 with 2:04 to go before halftime. Pair receivers right, pair receivers left. Bow rolls left, being pressured by Peak, avoids Peak, and now J.W. Moore brings him down. Relentless pass rush from Peak, and then Moore, and Bow is sacked. Back at the 27, loss of 3. And good coverage down the field as well by the Cobra secondary. Second sack for the Cobra defense. Third down and 13 facing the Troy offense. Levens and Jensen to the right. Bow looks left. Has time to throw on third and long. Rolls right. Surveys the field. Throws it over the middle. It is caught by Blevins. Blevins breaks a tackle and has a nice run after the catch. Titus Eisenbarth finally brings him down at the 17. So it's a gain of 10. And brings up a manageable fourth and short. Blevins is a load to bring down. We talked about how good of an athlete he is. And Titus Eisenbarth, that right arm is hanging. It looks like he hurt his shoulder as he comes off the field after he made that tackle. And we do have a timeout. With 47 seconds to play, 23-0 Jackson Heights here in the second quarter. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms and 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights. Cobra's defense trying to get a stop. Fourth and three for Troy at the Cobra 17. 23-0 Jackson Heights. Bo rolls right. Looks deep down the field. Now he tucks it. Can he get the first down? He does, and more. Inside the 10. They'll mark him out at the close to the 8, maybe the 7. Pickup of 9 for Bo. And right there, Jackson Heights covered everything downfield. Their pass coverage has been outstanding tonight. And Bo just took what the defense gave him, able to scramble. Every time you see Patrick Mahomes do that for the Chiefs, Bo was able to keep the drive alive. First down and goal at the 8 for the Trojans. Moving to our right in the white uniforms, Jensen in motion to the left. Swing pass to Jensen again. Jensen tries to break a tackle, now carries a defender, and then gang tackled out of bounds, far side, inside the 5. It looks like I'm marking around the 3. And the clock continues to run, so he did not get hit out of bounds. It was still in bounds. So Troy's got to hurry up and go. It was a gain of 5 for Jensen. Bo looks left. Pump fake. Looks right. Now keeps it. Dances right again. Throws at the last minute. Wide open. Back of the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. It was bobbled by Blevins multiple times, but eventually caught it. And he's able to tiptoe and stay inside the back of the end zone in play for a touchdown. Well, Gannon Bo, he just bought himself a lot of time once again. And it ends up being a 3-yard touchdown pass to Blevins. Troy is on the board. And now they fake the extra point. It's a pitch, a throw by Blevins back in the end zone, knocked away and almost intercepted and almost caught. Good coverage back pylon there by Holiday for Jackson Heights as they were trying to go to Jack Hartman in the corner of the end zone, but an incomplete little trick play as they fake the extra point and go for 2, but it is denied. 3.2 seconds remaining in this first half, and Troy's on the board, 23-6. Jackson Heights with the lead. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Grischer back with you, along with studio engineer Ray Penning. Jackson Heights defense giving up a touchdown. That is a rarity, just the 4th this year allowed by Jackson Heights, and we're in the 10th game of the year. On the squib kick, the return for the Cobras is Cooper Hewitt. He's brought down at the 43, and that brings us to halftime. Jackson Heights, the Cobras undefeated. They lead Troy 23-6. Stay tuned. Highland Community College Halftime Show is on the way after this break. This is High School Football on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton.
Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. Second round of the Class 1A playoffs this evening. Jackson Heights leading at the break 23-6 over Troy. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We owe you a scoring drive summary as well because Troy was able to score there right before halftime. Seven play, 73-yard drive, convert a fourth and three, and then Logan Blevins, a three-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Gannon Bowe. The extra point was a fake extra point for two that was incomplete. That's where we are at halftime, 23-6. And when selection service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton, WilsonTireKS.com online. Well, this game began with Troy getting the football first. Three plays and out, they punted. Jackson Heights would take over Prime Real Estate at the Troy 36. They go five plays with a drive stalled. Give credit to Troy. Their run defense was outstanding. Ludwig came in and kicked a 25-yard field goal. 7:53 to go first quarter, 3-0 Jackson Heights. And Troy put together a slow but methodical drive, matriculating it down the field, but eventually Gannon Bowe's pass to the Jackson Heights 16-yard line was picked off by Titan Eisenbarth. 13-play drive ended in the turnover. Jackson Heights would start at their own 16, go seven plays, 84 yards. Drew Melly is a 55-yard scamper, key play on that drive. And then Austin Zeller finished it with a 5-yard run. The extra point was blocked. Jackson Heights led 9-0 there late in the first quarter. And then J.W. Moore with an interception late in the first quarter, second straight drive that ended an interception for the Troy offense. And it took Jackson Heights just three plays, the second play of the second quarter, to score a touchdown, as it was Titus Eisenbarth, a 13-yard run, as he broke a couple of tackles and jumped out of another would-be tackler and got into the end zone for six. Extra point good, made it 16-0 Jackson Heights, just 32 seconds into the second quarter. The next drive for Troy, Drew Mellies, Jackson Heights safety, read a pass by Bowe, jumped in front of the receiver, picked it off, returned it to the Troy 41. Five plays later, Titus Eisenbarth, a 20-yard touchdown pass from Mellies, extra point good, made it 23-0. And then Jackson Heights had another drive and were moving the football, got stopped on a 4th-and-1. And so Troy's defense made a stand. They take over at their own 27-yard line. And they go seven plays, 73 yards, convert that 4th-and-3. And it was Bowe to Blevins for the 3-yard touchdown catch, makes it 23-6 after the 2-point conversion failed. We come back, we'll give you all the stats, and we'll give you some scoring updates from across the state of Kansas as well. Halftime here at Jackson Heights. It's our game of the week on 103.9 KNZA. Cobras 23, Troy Trojans 6. Back in 2 minutes on 103.9 KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs?
If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime at Jackson Heights High School, second round of the Class 1A playoffs, and the favored Cobras, 9-0 on the season, leading Troy 23-6 at intermission. Let's go through the statistics. Brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Anler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. First half stats pretty much prove why Jackson Heights up 23-6 here at halftime in favor of Jackson Heights, almost 2-1 statistically, and scoreboard lead by 17. We'll start with Troy. Gannon Bowe, 6 carries for 6 yards, was sacked a couple of times. Logan Blevins, 1 for 5. Troy, pretty much all about passing the football here tonight, haven't been able to establish a running game, only averaging 73 yards per game on the ground this year. But do keep in mind, they lost their left guard and left tackles this year to torn ACL, so they had to restructure, move some things around on the offensive line, including moving a running back to left guard here recently. Bowe throwing the football, he's been busy. 27 passing attempts, 16 completions for 107 yards. He had the one touchdown there before halftime. He's thrown 3 interceptions. Jasper, 3 catches for 13 yards. Hunter Ingeman, 1 for 11. Logan Blevins, 6 catches for 33 yards and that touchdown. Cole Jensen, 2 for 39. Biggest play from scrimmage for Troy in that first half was a swing pass to Jensen for 34 yards, which was a key play to get Troy on the board there before halftime. Jack Hartman, 4 catches for 11 yards. For Jackson Heights, throwing the football, Drake Mellies attempted just 3 passes, 1 of 3 for 20 yards, and that was a touchdown to Titus Eisenbarth. Mellies running the football, 7 carries, 118 yards, had a 27-yard run, and he also had a 55-yard run in that first half. 10 carries for 64 yards for Cade Holliday. Austin Zeller, 4 carries for 10 yards and a touchdown. Titus Eisenbarth, 3 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown. Total stats in that first half, rushing yardage, Jackson Heights 214, Troy 11, passing yardage, Troy 107, Jackson Heights 20, total yardage, Cobras 234, Trojans 118, and turnovers, Jackson Heights picking off 3 Gannon Bowe passes, 2 sacks by the Cobra defense, 1 penalty, 15 yards for the Cobras, 2 penalties, 10 yards for Troy. Halftime, Jackson Heights 23, Troy 6. Stay tuned. More of our halftime show to come after this. We'll give you some updates across the state of Kansas with some scores from area teams. That's all to come here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Back after this break on 103.9 KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services?
Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community, from dermatology to pain management. You can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality health care close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greg Gershner with you, along with studio engineer Ray Penning. We're at halftime. Jackson Knights 23, Troy 6. Time for a scoring update brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? HolthausAutoHouse.com. And on our family of stations here tonight, it is Wellsville leading Holton on the Holton Channel 16-0 in the 3A second round play down at Wellsville. So Holton down 16-0 there. Halftime, Centralia leading Opie 16-14. That's on 92.1 KMZA. Centralia was down 14-0. They scored 16 unanswered. And Nemaw Central on the Sabetha Channel leading Sabetha at halftime in the 2A playoffs 14-0. In Class 4A, it is Lansing leading Atchison 13-0. Also halftime, Rossville shutting out McLeod 20-0. Many people have talked about a collision course between the Bulldogs of Rossville and the Cobras of Jackson Heights. And certainly both teams are heavy favorites coming into tonight's game. And at halftime, Jackson Heights up 17 over Troy. Rossville up 20-0 on McLeod. Osage City leading St. Mary's. Second matchup of the year between those two teams. Osage City undefeated, lead St. Mary's 14-0. And how about this one? Council Grove and Silver Lake, they played just a couple weeks ago. I was there to watch that one. Council Grove in that game led 12-7 and then had turnovers, and Silver Lake won 29-12. It's a rematch, and tonight in Silver Lake, it's Council Grove, according to what Jake sent me, Council Grove 24, Silver Lake nothing. Council Grove 24, Silver Lake nothing. That would be a huge upset in Class 2A. Those two teams in the same district played just a couple weeks ago. Silver Lake won 29-12, and tonight it's 24-0, Council Grove. So those are a few of the area scores. And then also I can update you on some other scores here. Seaman in Class 5A leading Valley Center 21-7. Madison won an 8-man over El Saline 14-12. Haven leading Hoisington 14-8. Osborne wins over Lebo 44-8. And more than likely be Osborne-Axtell next week in 8-man playoff action. And Heston leading Scott City 7-6 at halftime. After three quarters of play, Burlingame leading Hanover 30-8. And also Plainville and Sedgwick tied 0-0 at half. Pouring rain, and they say it's an old-fashioned mud bowl. So, yeah, weather playing a factor. You get in the month of November in the state of Kansas, weather can play a factor. We've been pretty fortunate here. There's a little bit of some rain, light rain showers when I drove up here, but it's pretty much held off most of the night here at Jackson Heights. Cobras lead 23-6. At halftime over Troy, back with the second half after we take this break. Hope you enjoyed the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Hi there, community. Are you ready to make a difference? Now until December 2nd, SBS Insurance, along with your help, will be collecting new socks to help those in our community in need. It's simple. Drop off your donations of new kids or adult socks at your local SBS Insurance office. Remember, a simple pair of socks can make a big difference. Let's spread warmth and kindness this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster back with you here at Jackson Heights High School, along with studio engineer Ray Penning. Glad you could tune in, 103.9 KNZA and the Cobra Channel. Time for our second half kickoff, brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here's the kickoff and the boot by Blevins. And it rolls out of bounds. It goes sideways at the 17 and out of bounds. And so Jackson Heights will make their decision what they're going to do after that kickoff went out of bounds. So here's a stat that you don't hear very often. The Jackson Heights Cobra defense has three defensive touchdowns, three interception returns for touchdowns this year. The defense themselves has scored as many touchdowns as they allowed all year long, until Troy scored a touchdown right before halftime. So Jackson Heights defense giving up four touchdowns, but they've scored three on their own. And the defense has done their job, though, tonight with three interceptions. So Jackson Heights starts at their own 35, moving left to right from south to north as the field sits here at Jackson Heights, just off of Highway 75 north of Fulton. Two wingbacks on the right. Handoff is to Holiday. Check that out. Eisenbarth. And Eisenbarth, boy, a little chitterbug. Terrific quickness, couple of jump cuts, and he is off into the Troy secondary and tackled at the 49. A gain of 16 for Eisenbarth. And that's a great sign, because remember, Titus Eisenbarth left the game right before halftime holding his right shoulder, but he looked to be perfectly fine there. Rossville leads McLeod 20-0. Pittsburgh Colgan leads Riverside 19-0. Centralia over Olpe 16-14. Those are all 1A playoff games tonight. Valley Heights is hosting Sterling. One receiver left, one receiver right, two wingbacks. Here's the give to Eisenbarth again, running left, and he is brought down. Nice tackle made there by Troy. And on the stop was Caden Rosenberger, the junior. And a loss of one for Eisenbarth. Other 1A playoff matchups tonight. Conway Springs, defending champs, number one in the state, hosting Marion. Plainville is hosting Sedgwick in a downpour. And Madison Lodge is at home against Hutch Trinity. So those are your 1A state football playoff games tonight. Once again, the winner of this game will play the winner of the Rossville-McClouth game. Jackson Heights, if they win, will be at home next week in the quarterfinals. Second down and 11, ball resting at the 50-yard line. Far hash mark, four receiver set, pair of flanks right, pair of flank left, and now Jackson Heights will burn a timeout. We'll take one as well. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of home ground popcorn, perfect timeout snack. Timeout on the field, called by Jackson Heights, back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we are so happy to have you with us on 103.9 KNZA tonight for the second round of the 1A playoffs. And we appreciate everybody watching as well who couldn't make it out to the game via the Cobra channel. Big thank you to Zach running controls to my left and to Kyson braving the weather elements outside and running our camera for the Cobra channel. Second down 11 after the Jackson Knights timeout. Handoff is to Holiday, finds a crease and exploits it. Holiday running right and then almost had it knocked away from behind. Good effort by Blevins, who might have hurt his arm by doing that. And Holiday down to the 32. Pick up 18 if it stands. There's a flag resting at the 35. It is holding. It'll negate the run. We were talking earlier how there haven't been a lot of penalties in tonight's game, and I personally like that. And then we've seen a lot of games in the NFL, including another one last night, where people are complaining about the officiating or the too many flags, and then at the end of the game, not enough flags because they didn't throw the flag when there were penalties when you watch it back on replay. Officiating is not easy. And if you think it is, sign up to be an official. There's a shortage of officials in the country, and we appreciate all the time that they put to officiating games, no matter what the sport is. Second down and 6 as they mark that penalty from the spot. So they end up gaining about 5 yards after all of that. Second 6, one receiver left, one receiver right. And this is Melly's on a keep. He's not 100%. Will Gipke on the ankle, but he does get to the outside. He's chopped down there. Nice tackle on the near side there by Gannon Bow, the quarterback and also in the secondary. But Melly's a nice gain on second 6 down to the 34-yard line. I think mark it at the 34, so a gain of 11 for Melly's, who has picked his spots to run the football tonight. 8 carries, 129 yards. Zeller and Eisenbarth, 2 touchdown runs, and then Melly's a touchdown pass to Titus Eisenbarth. 9:52 to go in this third quarter. Jackson Heights 23, Troy 6. Jackson Heights won 5 of the last 6 meetings against Troy, including a win last year 48-12. Twins to the left, wing back to the right. Holiday gets the call, running right, drags Blevins an extra yard or two to the 29, maybe the 28. Holiday, 70 yards rushing on 11 carries. Jackson Heights, they've been able to run the ball effectively. They've only completed one pass and was for a touchdown. On the flip side, Troy has 11 yards rushing, and they've been passing the ball on virtually every single down as Gannon Bow has thrown the football 27 times in the first half. Cobras leading by 17, moving to our right in the green jerseys with the gold helmets, numerals, and lettering and trim. In motion is Zeller. The handoff is to Holiday, and Holiday another solid run right up the middle against that Troy Trojan defense. Inside the 25, down to the 24, pick up a 5, and it's enough for another first down. Geiger on the stop also there for Troy was Colton Ledke. So first down and 10 for Jackson Heights at the Trojan 24. Trying to score to open up this second half. 8:35 and ticking third quarter. Cobras lead 23-6, led 23-0. 1 point is Holiday. He squirts free and then runs over and trucks the defender all the way down to the 10. Another pickup of 14 for Holiday. And J.W. Moore and that offensive line leading the way. Boy, Moore and let's see who else was it. Max Watkins and Galata were downfield blocking and paving the way for Holiday. Holiday close to 100 yards rushing now. Melly's over 100 as well. Zeller and Allen playing to the right. They're staggered. Now Zella goes in motion to the far side, gets the call on the jet sweep action, tries to get a block from Holiday and can't quite get it. A terrific tackle by Jensen to drop Zeller. And after that long run, while he went in motion, a gain of just a couple. Well, that jet sweep action, especially to the motion man, keeps the defense honest. Second down and eight. Second goal from the eight, I should say. One receiver right, that is Allen. Wing back right, Eisenbarth. Holiday is a lone setback to the left of Mellies. Holiday gets the call again, bounces the outside. Can he get to the pylon? Angling for the corner and cannot. Excellent tackle made there by Blevins at the five. That'll be third and goal. Pickup of three for Holiday. Jackson Heights averaging 11 yards per carry on the season, 44 rushing touchdowns, 16 passing touchdowns, averaging 56 points a game. They're plus 19 in the turnover margin, 27 turnovers forced by their defense. Defense has pitched six shutouts, given up just four touchdowns this year, scored three touchdowns of their own. This team, it just complements each other, the offense and the defense. Third and goal from the five, the keeper by Mellies, and boy, the Trojans of Troy ready for that one. Outstanding play made by Ty Horner to drop the quarterback Mellies at the line of scrimmage, lost even part of a yard. I have to give Troy a lot of credit because they're down 23-0, and Jackson Heights was driving. They got a stop on a fourth and one and then went on a long drive before halftime. And in here, Jackson Heights put together a nice drive, but it stalls out at the six. And so Ludwig is in for the field goal. He's 2 for 3 this year. He had to slow down a little bit, and then it's a pop fly right down the middle of Broadway and through the uprights for the field goal. Jackson Heights is up 20. 26-6 Cobras leading Troy. 6:06 to go, third quarter, back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Ludwig, Jan Ludwig with the field goal, his second of the night. That one from 23-25 earlier. And Jackson Heights leads 26-6 with 6 minutes, almost 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a kick out. Jensen feels a short kick, angles right, has a load of steam, bounces off a defender, and now he turns it upfield far sideline, and Jensen with his third solid return of the night. First couple he fumbled and then picked up and had good returns. This time he caught it cleanly on the fly. He attacked that short kickoff and all the way to the far sideline in front of the Troy bench, knocked out of bounds at the 41. So Troy will start at the Jackson Heights 41-yard line, and that is their best field position of the night. In fact, it's the first time they've started in Cobra territory this evening. Cobras started in Troy territory multiple times this evening. So Jensen sets Troy up 26-6. Jackson Heights with the lead. They led 23-6 at halftime. Had the field goal a moment ago. Here's a swing pass to Hartman. He is chopped down, drilled at the knees by Titus Eisenbarth. A loss of 3 for Hartman. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com is a 10-play drive that ended in that field goal for Jackson Heights by Ludwig to go up 26-6. Second down and 13, back at the 44 for Troy. Ball placed middle of the field. Trips right, one receiver left. Ball being pressured, being chased by Eisenbarth. And he is set! And the ball came free, but they say he was down first. We shall see. And it was a sack. His knee was down before the ball came out, back to the 48. So it's a loss of 6 for Bo. And that is the third sack of the night for Jackson Heights. and this one belonging to Titus Eisenbarth, who has a touchdown catch, a touchdown run, and now a sack, and then Titan Eisenbarth has an interception. It's been a good night for the Eisenbarth family. Third down and 20 rolling back at the 48 for Troy, trailing 26-6, 4:35 to go in the third. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Bo has some time. Now throws on the run, right side and incomplete. There's all kinds of contact, but they let him play out. There were three green jerseys in the vicinity of the receiver. And Levins is calling for a flag. There was contact over there, but that ball was also, I think, uncatchable as well. So no call. Incomplete pass. And for Bo, he just had to throw it up and see what would happen there. But almost intercepted. Nice face with a 4th and 21, and they're going to have to punt the football. So 4th and 21, Troy to punt, down by 20. Snap. Here is the punt by Jasper. Nobody back for the Cobras. Takes a Trojan roll and all the way down near the 2. So Jackson Heights pinned deep in their own territory, back at their own 2 or 3. It's a ways away from us. Hard to tell whether it's the 2 or the 3. We'll say it is the 2. So after the great field position for Troy on the nice kick return by Jensen, it's all for naught. And that drive was ruined by the sack by Titus Eisenbarth. So Jackson Heights will take over at their own 2-yard line, leading 26-6. And if Troy wants to get back in this game, they're going to have to make a play here. If they could somehow force a turnover, perhaps get a safety. Two tight ends, power set. Melis takes a snap. He keeps it. And Melis is able to get some breathing room out to the 7-yard line. Pick up a 5. Blevins is there to make the stop. Also there for Troy was Lane Hartman, a freshman. Second down, and actually he gained 5 on that play, so it'd be 2nd down and 5. It was at the 2, and they're at the 7, so it'd be 2nd down and 5 here for Jackson Heights. And taking their time, of course, leading 26-6. Up that play clock a little bit. 3 receivers to the left, 2 receivers right. In the gun is Melis. Play action. Has time, has a man wide open on the flat near side. Instead, he goes deep to Zeller. He's run into, and there's pass interference. He goes for Zeller. He had Allen wide open at the 30, but he went for the deeper shot, and the interference is called on Bo in the Troy defense, and Jack Hartman is pleading his case, but to no avail. That is the first interference called on Troy tonight. Jackson Heights had a pass interference penalty in the first half. It's been a pretty clean game. Not a lot of laundry on the field thrown by the officials. So 15 yards on that penalty, and now Jackson Heights can breathe a little bit easier after not being pinned back at their own goal line. First and 10 at the 23, moving to our right. Alday split wide to right. One receiver left. Melis rolls right, looks downfield. Here comes the pressure. Here's a flag. He throws and almost intercepted. Jensen at the 40, defending Zeller, made a play on the ball, nearly picked it off. And Melis fought some time, but good coverage down the field by the Troy Trojan defense. And there is a penalty called on Jackson Heights. Flag resting back at the 19. So the officials will sort this one out. 3:21 to play in the third quarter. Jackson Heights led the entire way. They have not trailed for a single second this entire season. So they've never had the feeling of what's it like to come back. They haven't needed to do that. 26-6 they lead here tonight. Led at 1:23-0. So the holding penalty called on Jackson Heights. Their third penalty of the night for 35 yards. Sir Pete comes into the ball game and into the huddle for Jackson Heights. Cobras coming in 9-0. Start 5 seniors, 6 juniors on offense, 4 seniors, 6 juniors, 1 sophomore on defense, 9 offensive starters, 8 defensive starters back from last year's 8-2 team. First down and 20 for the Cobra O. The give is to Eisenbach. Man, he runs hard. Bounces to the outside. Stays on his feet. Stays inbounds. And then finally shoved into the Jacksonite side at the 40. Gain of 27 and a first down on first and 20 for Eisenbarth. And man, when the locomotive gets going, as Eisenbarth looked like there, he is tough to stop. So first down and 10, Jackson Heights, now at their own 41 from the near hash. Leading by 20 and looking for more with 3:13 to play in this third quarter. Three backs with Holiday the lead back. Handoff is due Holiday from a fullback position, and he is able to bulldoze his way to the 50-yard line, a gain of 9, and another terrific push up front by that offensive line. Max Watkins, left tackle, Cash Robinson, left guard, Jace Doyle at center, Andrew Galata, right guard, and J.W. Moore at right tackle. Four of those five are returning starters, and Moore, all-league returning starter. That was very impressive. Holiday over 100 yards rushing tonight. Mellies has run for 134. Second one from the 50. Same formation. The fullback is Holiday to give it to him. And Holiday has a first down, a gain of a couple. Now late flag coming in. A little extracurricular activity at the end of the play. Personal foul on Troy. So tack on another 15 yards. Clifton Clyde wins tonight over Oswego 44-22. So that TBL school moves on, but another TBL school done for the season. Hanover loses to Burlingame 36-24. Pittsburgh Colgan over Riverside, 19-0, I believe that's the final. Lansing leading at halftime over Atchison, 13-0. Holton was down at halftime to Wellsville. First down and 10 to 32 after the personal foul penalty yardage is applied. Handoff is to Eisenbarth, breaks the first tackle, trying to break a second, but hanging on for dear life and waiting for the cavalry to come. Well, Sawyer Ashburn, a junior, number 20, who made the initial stop. Eisenbarth able to pick up 4 to the 29. Centralia leading Opie 16-14 in 1A action tonight. That game on 92.1 KMZA. Russell Lee and McLeod 20-0. OC City 14-0 or St. Mary's at halftime. And Council Grove with maybe the shocker in 2A right now, at Silver Lake, beating Eagles 24-0 after Silver Lake beat them 2 weeks ago by 17. Three receivers right, handoff, jet sweep action, out of motion. This is Zeller. Zeller avoids one defender, and he's able to stiff arm another. Out of bounds on the near side at the 18. They'll mark him actually closer to the 17. Pick up a 12 on second down and 6. The Jackson Heights team is impressive. They can throw the ball and hurt you there, but their run game tonight has been outstanding. We talked about that first drive this evening. Troy rush defense really tightened up inside the 15, forced a field goal. But after Eisenbarth, Titan Eisenbarth, made that interception in the first quarter, Jackson Heights took over, went 84 yards in 7 plays. The offense has picked it up after a slow start. Troy's hung in there, though. First down at 10 from the 18. Mellies keeps it. Now cuts back to the near side of the field. Angles for the pylon. He's in for a touchdown. Drew Mellies from 18 yards out. His first rushing touchdown of the evening. His 12th of the season. And the Cobras lead 32-6 over Troy. Well, earlier Mellies turned the ankle, and he's worried. That ankle looked just fine on that run. Probably running on some adrenaline. It'll hurt a little bit more tomorrow. The extra point for Ludwig. And we have a whistle and a flag thrown. Offsides on Troy. Trying to block the kick. They blocked one earlier tonight. Remember, Jackson Heights started that drive at their own 2. Seven play, 98-yard drive. Started at their own 2. They were backed up. Now, keep in mind, they're helped out by a pass interference penalty and a personal foul penalty. Here is the extra point, and it is blocked by the Trojans, a low kick. So the second extra point tonight blocked by Troy's special teams. So seven plays, 98 yards, and 30 of those 98 yards were due to penalties called on Troy. 32-6 Jackson Heights, back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson. Wilson Tire and Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. Jackson Heights, 98-yard drive, seven plays, helped out by a couple of Troy Trojan defensive penalties, and they finish it on the Mellies 18-yard run. Now the kickoff, and on the return is Jack Hartman as Jackson Heights and poor tackling on the return, and Hartman running hard eventually moves the ball out far sideline, out of bounds at about the 45. So Troy facing a 26-point deficit, just a little over one quarter to play, 32 seconds remaining in the third. Continuing a little bit late, Jackson Heights scored on their first possession a field goal. Their defense picked off three Troy Trojan passes, which turned in eventually into three touchdowns on three straight drives, led 23-0 at halftime, or 23-6 at halftime. They're up 23-0. Now they're up 32-6, a field goal and a touchdown drive. Bow handoff on a draw, and that is Hartman, a rare called running play for Troy, as Jack Hartman with a gain to the 49, a pickup of 4. We talked about it in the pregame show that it's a contrast in style. Jackson Heights going to run the ball a lot. They can mix in the pass. Troy, they don't run the ball a lot, 73 yards per game on average. And tonight they have 9 yards rushing, but they've only carried it 9 times, and half of those were not designed runs. That's the end of the third quarter. Jackson Heights 32, Troy 6. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time for a scoring update brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? HolthausAutoHouse.com. Centralia leading Olpe going into the fourth quarter, 24-14, and Wellsville shutting out Holton 29-0 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter in Wellsville. Second down and 6 for the Troy Trojan offense. Bo running right. Now he throws it last minute, but it was caught out of bounds by Hartman. So now the officials got to sort this out. Is that, I think it was a backwards pass perhaps, but it was not actually completed in bounds. So they'll just give Bo the gain of a couple to the 47. Yeah, it wasn't. Hey, we're at the 49. Okay, so at the 47, they snapped the ball from the 45, I believe. All right. Now whistle and a flag is thrown, and a false start called on Troy. So basically, we'll go with the Bow gained a couple of yards on that carry. But if that, yeah, doesn't really matter too much. But the Troy backed up after the penalty to their own 43 from the near hash mark. Troy, in that third quarter, had four snaps from scrimmage, three and out on a punt, and then the final play of the third quarter. Jackson Heights had the football for the rest of that frame. Jensen in motion, far side. They fake the sweep swing pass. Now Bo running for his life. He throws, and that's going to be intentional grounding, or it should be. He was pressured by Zeller. There's no receiver in the area. There's just one lineman. This has to be intentional grounding. This is the epitome of what intentional grounding is. And they're not going to throw a flag. Wow. I am very surprised that that's not intentional grounding. I mean, I don't know if that's not intentional grounding. I'm not sure quite what is. But once again, I appreciate these officials. And at the end of the day here, they got a punt anyway. Troy does. But there was no receiver in the vicinity. And Bo didn't get out of the pocket or the tackle box. He was backpedaling. And Jackson Heights once again doesn't have anybody back to return. And a good punt by Jasper. And it is downed at about the 12, the 11 or the 12. And so Jackson Heights will take over there. Troy, they've had 2-3 and outs in this second half. That's it for them offensively. Jackson Heights will start deep in their own territory, but it didn't cause them any problems last time. Started their own two and went 98 yards. Looks like they're going to put it at the 12 for Jackson Heights. Perry Compton losing at Frontenac 16-6. Yes, Brandon Tatman, Frontenac, they are called the Raiders. Heard Brandon talk about that on the Friday Night Fever. First down and 10 from the 12. A little toss play. This is Eisenbarth, and Eisenbarth squirts free, and they'll cut back near side of the 30, the 35, to the 40, and finally nudged out of bounds there by Horner at the 43, make it the 44-yard line, the gain of 32 to match the number for Titus Eisenbarth, which is, of course, 32. Titus Eisenbarth now exactly 100 yards rushing tonight unofficially. And now a timeout called by Troy. We'll take one as well. 10:43 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights 32 and Troy 6. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack, Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Timeout on the field back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. 32-6 in favor of Jackson Heights. 10 minutes and 43 seconds remaining in this one. Drake Mellies with 11 carries for 152 yards and a touchdown. He's thrown a touchdown pass as well. His only completion of the night. Mellies only thrown three passes, but the one completion, the touch to Titus Eisenbarth. Here's the handoff to Zeller. Zeller breaks free into the secondary. Carries a defender another 4 or 5 yards all the way down to the Trojan 31-yard line. A gain of 25 for Austin Zeller. For Jackson Heights, this offense now humming along. Doesn't matter where they start their possession. Their own two, They go 98 yards. Now their own 12. And they're close to entering the red zone. Hand off to Zeller again. Huge hole for Zeller running right. And he's in the secondary again. Brought down from behind by a couple of defenders at the 15-yard line. Gain of 16 and another first down. Well, Drake Mellies, Titus Eisenbarth, and Cade Holliday have all run for 100 or more yards, and Austin Zeller says, I would like to join that party. First down and 10 at the 15 for the Cobras, leading by 26, 10 minutes to play. Two tight ends, power set with Drake Mellies under center. Give is to Eisenbarth, running left. Oh, he hurdles the defender, dives down to the 5. Defender tried to tackle him low, and he just jumped right over him. It's a gain of 10, and it's a gain of 10, I say, because it's a 15 to the 5. But I was going to say, they might be a few inches short, so it's like 9 3/4 yards or better than that. There for Eisenbarth. Second down and 1, we have to say, from the 6. The give is to Holliday. He has a first down, plowing forward down to the 2. Gain of 4 for Holliday. And it is raining. We talked about how it kind of stayed away. Kind of Mother Nature, a little bit of rain on the way up here when I drove to the game, but then it stopped when we started the game. But it is now raining, a lot of rain across the state of Kansas, much needed rain. First and goal, just inside the 3. The give is to Zeller, running right. He's in, standing up, and Jackson Heights absolutely looks like they've worn down this Troy Trojan defense in the last couple of drives. Zeller in, we'll say, 3 yards. And for Zeller, his second rushing touchdown of the evening and his 8th of the season. 38-6, Jackson Heights. And now let's see if they go for 2 or if they kick the extra point. Well, they had a 7-play, 98-yard drive. And now 6 plays, 88 yards. Jackson Heights will go for 2. Mellies under center. 2 tight ends. Power set. Play action. Mellies throws across the middle and incomplete. Pass a little bit low. He's being pressured there by Jack Hartman. So that scoring drive brought to you, drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection service matters, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. Drive started at the 12. No problem for Jackson Heights. 6 plays, 88 yards. It's capped by Zeller from 3 yards out. Jackson Heights in control, 38-6. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's the kickoff by Zeller, and the returner slipped and fell. As we talked about, it's raining, but then picks it up, Jensen, and another good return out to the 35. Cole Jensen, sophomore, he's done a wonderful job in the return game for Troy, and that is something, you know, Jackson Heights is undefeated. They have steamrolled the opposition. They've only given up 29 points this year, 4 touchdowns. Their offense has been outstanding. The numbers, just, they blow you away. They don't even look, they look like video game numbers. But as Coach Caleb Wick had told us this week, there's still areas for improvement. Coaches are never satisfied, and more on that point here in a moment. In motion is Rosenberger. Bow to throw, and it is caught by Jasper on the far side. And it's close to a first down. In fact, they will give him a first down. Caston Jasper with the catch, pickup of 10. But to add to that point, every phase of the game is important when you play really good teams. And Jackson Heights going to play Rossville next week. And Jackson Heights has had 2 extra points that have been blocked, and they have not covered well on kickoffs. As handoff in his apartment, and then he turns and says, I have nowhere to go. I run into two Cobras, so he flips it back to Bo, and Bo's like, come on, man. This is not a game of hot potato. And it's a loss all the way back to 37. Holy shnikes. Bo's sitting there like, my job's done. I handed it off. Hartman's like, no, man. I'm going down losing three. I'll flip it to you, see what you can do. And Bo's like, what do you expect me to do? So a loss on the play of about 10 yards. So second and forever now for Troy. As the rain is an issue now, trying to hold on to that pigskin here. Is Blevins on the bubble screen. And Blevins angles back in the middle of the field and is dropped there at the 41. It's a gain of 5. Well, Blevins is an outstanding player, and he's been battling a partially torn ACL, playing through it since he's a senior. And this Troy team, they have just 4 seniors, Gannon Bowe, the quarterback, Logan Blevins, Alex Deshaun, and Jack Hartman. This could be their final 7.5 minutes of their high school football careers. They're down 38-6, 3rd and 15. Bowe looks left, airs it out. Nice tight spiral and overthrew Jasper far sideline at the 33, just a little bit. Good coverage by Jackson Heights. The Cobra secondary, and Coach Wick said that shore some things up there, but the secondary has been pretty good tonight. Coverage downfield has been outstanding. So when you look ahead to the Titanic showdown between Jackson Heights and Rossville next week, there is no doubt that Rossville has played the much more difficult schedule. That's just, you can debate it all you want, but it's not even close. Look at the teams, look at the records, look at the scores. And we'll see next week. Jackson Heights is going to get their first true test of the season as this punt by Troy is down inside the 20, all the way down to the 17. And that's where Jackson Heights will start at their own 17-yard line as, once again, Troy with a short possession and have to punt the football. I've seen Rossville in person this year. They lost to Silver Lake in overtime in week 1 and probably should have won that game. And they can run the ball, and they have an outstanding quarterback. And, yes, it's a Horrock. There's a lot of those down at Rossville. And, of course, they've won the last 8 titles of the years as Rossville with that Horrock name at quarterback. And they have another one at quarterback this year. He can throw it, but he's a really good runner, and he is hard to bring down. First down and 10 for Jackson Heights, 38-6 Cobras with the lead. As running left and stood up there is Eisenbarth. Good effort again there by Horner with the stop. Gain of 3 for Eisenbarth, who has run for 113 yards tonight. But when you have a game against a team that may be your equal, just as good as you, the differentiating factor sometimes isn't necessarily offense or defense. It's the kicking game or the return game or the coverage units. And that's something that Jackson Heights, like we said, Jensen's had multiple kick returns that have been outstanding. And guess who returns kicks for Rossville? Yes, Horrock. Here's the run running right for Jackson Heights. Another big gain and a first down to the 31. Is that Holiday or Eisenbarth on that run? Did you see? I think it's Holiday. So it's a gain of 10 and a first down for Jackson Heights. 6:24 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. 38-6 Jackson Heights. They led 3-0, 9-0, 16-0, 23-zip, 23-6 at half. And Troy has not been able to do anything offensively in the second half. And now a handoff running left. That is Holiday again. And Blevins in on the stop. Rosenberger in there as well. Second down and 8 for the Cobra offense. And this Cobra defense, we tell you how good it is. They have forced 27 turnovers, 16 interceptions, 3 tonight. Second down and 8. The give is to Zeller and trying to go wide, but Jack Hartman and Geiger say that's not going to work, and they drop him for a gain of maybe 1. Rossville has 3 losses, started the year 0-3. They lost to Silver Lake in overtime. They lost to St. Mary's, and they lost by 3 to Nemaha Central, who's the 2-time defending 2A state champion. So their losses are completely legitimate. But Jackson Heights will get this game at home next week. They're number one seed, and that's going to be a heck of a game. You might want to get here early next week for that one. A lot of people are going to want to be here in person to watch it. Between the Cobras and the Bulldogs. Should be a heck of a game. Here's a run. Left Eisenbarth. He twists and turns. Runs over a defender down to the 41. Gain of 8 on 3rd and 8. Very close to a first down. You got Mellies who can run and he can throw the ball. Tonight, the conditions didn't warrant throwing the ball as much. They ran the ball very effectively. They'll probably have to throw a little bit more next week against Rossville. Rossville is a team that is not going to throw the ball as much as Troy does. They will run the ball a lot more than what we've seen here tonight. First down and 10 for the Cobras. Middle of the field at the 41. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights 38, Troy 6. And a handoff. There's some room into the ball game, into the 46-yard line. Oh, that was a shot out of a cannon. Outstanding speed there for Jackson Heights. Brody Browning, the sophomore. And he's able to pick up about 12 and a first down. You look at this 1A bracket. Jackson Heights and Rossville, you really feel like that shouldn't be a quarterfinal game, but it's going to be. Pittsburgh Colgan winning tonight. They could be playing Centralia. Well, they've been some battles between Colgan and Centralia over the years in the playoffs. First down and 10 to 46 for Jackson Heights. Oh, man, Browning is lit up. Coming through is McKittrick, and he laid the lumber on poor Browning. A loss of a yard. So you have Colgan and Centralia possibly. Centralia was up 10 last we checked. And then the bottom half of the West bracket in 1A, Conway Springs defending champion hosting Marion tonight. Plainville and Sedgwick playing tonight in a rainstorm, we've been told. Hutch Trinity at Medicine Lodge, and Valley Heights from the TVL is hosting Sterling. All the scores and more coming up on the scoreboard show with Jake and Boz here on 103.9 later tonight after the game. Here is Mellies, and Drake able to carry it to the 42, a gain of 5. The other thing, if you're a Cobra fan, is you're sitting here saying, please don't let anybody get hurt. We saw Mellies turn an ankle earlier. Looks to be fine. Eisenbarth left for a short period of time with a shoulder, but he was back in. Looks to be okay. Troy knows all about injuries this year. They lost their left tackle and left guard to torn ACLs. Blevins partially torn ACL. They had injuries last year that turned a promising season into a 4-5 campaign. This year, Derek Jasper's team done a great job to be 6-3 coming into this playoff game. 3rd and 6 at the 42. And Mellies is waiting for the back judge to put 5 seconds remaining on the play clock. Here is the give to Browning. He's wrapped up a gain of 4 to the 38. Brings up 4th down and 2. So as you get deeper into the playoffs, the matchups become tighter. They become even more intriguing. They become even more intense. And then there's the finality of your season ending, especially for the seniors when their careers come to an end. As we said, Troy has 4 seniors, Gannon Bowe, Logan Blevins, Alex Deshaun, and Jack Hartman, playing their last minute 48 of their high school football careers. The seniors have put in the work and gone through a lot of pain and agony and highs and lows, and Troy will finish with a winning season, 6-4, making the second round of the playoffs, but their season will come to an end here tonight on the road at Jackson Heights. Minute 32 to play, timeout called by Jackson Heights. Well, it's time for a break. You're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Timeout on the field back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advice or services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Perry LeCompton losing front neck 16-6. Wells Volver Holton 43-0 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. As we heard, Centralia was up on Opie 24-14. Hanover loses tonight the Burlingame 36-24. Colgan beats Riverside 19-0. Lansing Lee Atchison 13-0. And Clifton Clyde wins over Oswego 44-22. So no surprise when you have teams going deep in the playoffs and in the TVL, especially in 8-man. Fourth down and 2. Jackson Heights will go for it, and they got Troy to jump off for the third time tonight. Twice on 4th and 6 that turns into 4th and 1. This time a 4th and 2 that turns into a first down. Jackson Heights defense giving up 4 touchdowns all year long, counting the one tonight late in the first half. They've had 3 defensive interception returns for touchdowns, so their defense has scored 3 touchdowns, giving up just 4 all year long. I wanted to get that stat in again because if you didn't hear it earlier, that's pretty amazing. Victory formation for Jackson Heights as they take a knee. And so it sets up, unless McLeod came back on Rossville, which I'm guessing probably not. Rossville's up 20-0 at halftime. It sets up a battle of juggernauts. Jackson Heights, number 1 seed, ranked number 2 by K-Preps in 1A, number 4 by Keisha Covered. Rossville's been ranked throughout the year, and they have played 3 state-ranked teams in 2A in 3 consecutive weeks to start the year, and then they've been blowing through their competition since they got to play 1A districts and in the 1A play. Another knee taken by Drake Mellies. And so it'll be the Cobras and the Bulldogs, more than likely next Friday, right here at Jackson Heights. 40 seconds remaining. Cobras will have to take one more knee, and they'll win this one by a final of 38-6. And give credit to Troy that they battled out there tonight. A little bit shorthanded, no doubt, with some injuries. Other kids playing through some injuries. Got a nice stop early against the Cobra offense at the short field, forced a field goal, stopped the Cobras on a 4th and 1, able to score there before halftime, but just not enough firepower tonight. Jackson Heights gets it done. Your final, the Cobras 38, Troy Trojans 6. Stay tuned. Our postgame show is on the way after this timeout on 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye Eye Care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back. As Jackson Heights wins tonight 38-6 over Troy, post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. B Outdoors Real Estate, as Jackson Heights never trailed. Sounds familiar, right? They still haven't trailed this year. Haven't trailed for a single second, and they win tonight 38-6. The closest game in regards to margin of victory was week one against Riverside 35-7, and Jackson Heights wins here tonight 38-6. Jackson Heights had to play defense to start out. Troy three and out, had to punt. It was a short punt. Jackson Heights had great field position at the Troy 36, but the Troy Trojan rush defense came up big with some stops in short yardage situations, and so Jackson Heights had to settle for a 25-yard field goal, but Jan Ludvig made it 3-0, and then Troy had one of the better drives of the night into Jackson Heights territory, but a pass by Gannon Bowe was picked off by Titan Eisenbarth at the 16. Seven plays later, 84 yards later, it was Zeller, Austin Zeller, 5-yard touchdown run, key play, a 55-yard run by Drake Mellies. Extra point was blocked, 9-0 Jackson Heights, and then on the final play there, at the first quarter, J.W. Moore picked off a pass, and that turned into another touchdown drive starting at the Troy 35, Jackson Heights, three plays, 35 yards, Titus Eisenbarth, 13-yard run, extra point made it 16-0 early in the second. Then it was Drake Mellies with interception of a Gannon Bowe pass, and they start at the Troy 41. Five plays later, it was Titus Eisenbarth hauling in a 20-yard touchdown strike from Mellies. Extra point was good, 23-0, and then Jackson Heights had a nice drive going, but it got stopped on a 4th-and-1. Troy defense made a big stand. Troy takes over at the 27, goes 7 plays, 73 yards, cover a 4th-and-3. Logan Blevins, a 3-yard touchdown pass from Gannon Bowe. Two-point conversion failed, 23-6 at halftime. Then in the second half, Troy only ran, I believe it was 10 plays in the second half, and Troy had a total of just 2 yards of offense in the second half. Jackson Heights' first drive of the second half, they go 10 plays, settle for a 23-yard field goal for Ludvig. Then they were pinned at their own 2 on a nice punt by the Trojans, and not a problem. They go 7 plays, 98 yards, helped out by a couple of 15-yard penalties on Troy on their defense. And it was Drake Mellies' 18-yard touchdown run, extra point block, made it 32-6. And then for one more touchdown there in the fourth quarter, 9:05 to play, 6 play, 88-yard drive, started at their own 12. Zeller, a 3-yard run, and Jackson Heights wins it 38-6. All right, let's give you the totals here tonight. The stats provided by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Amler, and Michelle Callison, or NAK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. And the numbers, one-sided as you can imagine. Troy had 118 yards in the first half, just 2 yards in the second half. Let's go to the individual numbers. Gannon Bowe, 9 carries, -8, was sacked 3 or 4 times. Logan Blevins, a carry for 5. Jack Hartman, 1 for 4. Gannon Bowe throwing the football, 19 of 31 for 119 yards, 1 touchdown pass, and 3 interceptions. Logan Blevins, 7 receptions, 38 yards, and the touchdown. Caston Jasper, 4 catches for 23. Hunter Ingeman, 1 for 11. Colt Jensen, 2 for 39. Jack Hartman, 5 receptions for 8 yards. For Jackson Heights, wow, it was a terrific night running the football. It was Drake Mellies with 12 carries for 157 yards and a touchdown run. Cade Holliday, unofficially, 19 carries, 133 yards. Titus Eisenbarth, 12 carries, 123 yards and a touchdown. Austin Zeller, 10 carries, 69 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brody Browning, 3 carries for 15 there late in the fourth quarter. Drake Mellies only had to throw the ball 3 times. He was 1 of 3, but that one completion, a 20-yard touchdown strike to Titus Eisenbarth. Total numbers Rushing yardage, Jackson Heights 497 to Troy's 1. I didn't stutter. 497 to 1 in rushing yardage tonight. Troy, though, we talked about only averaging 73 yards a game coming in on the ground. Passing yardage, Troy 119, Jackson Heights 20. Total yardage, Jackson Heights 517, the Troy's 120. And Jackson Heights was plus 3 in the turnover category with the 3 picks by their defense. Penalties 3 for 35 for the Cobras, 6 for 50 for Troy. All adds up. Jackson Heights wins 38-6. We'll take one more quick timeout. We come back. We'll give you a couple of scores. We'll also give you our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's all to come right here on 103.9 KNZA.
As harvest comes to a close, we would like to thank our area farmers and their families for all their hard work. Hi, this is Nick from Citizen State Bank. With the Thanksgiving holiday quickly approaching, we all think about what we are thankful for. All of us at Citizen State Bank are thankful for our loyal customers. We strive to make your banking relationship with us the best it can be. Happy Thanksgiving from the officers and staff at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Farmer State Bank, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I live out of town and have a loan at the Farmer State Bank, but my primary checking account's at another institution. What's the easiest way to make my payments?
We have an exciting new service called External Transfers. Within online banking, you can set up your other bank. You can initiate a transfer from your primary bank to make your Farmer State Bank loan payment. You can visit our website under the eServices tab for more info.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Gershner back with you one final time. Jackson Heights moves on to the section around the quarterfinals of Class 1A with a 38-6 victory tonight at home over Troy to improve to 10-0. Troy ends their season at 6-4. Big thank you to Coach Jasper for all his information, his help and cooperation, helping me get ready for the broadcast here tonight. And best of luck to those four seniors in their future endeavors with Troy. Time for our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Man, it's hard to pick. This is really, really hard because Kate Holliday ran for over 100 yards. Titus Eisenberth ran for 123 yards, touchdown reception, a touchdown run. But we're going to go with Drake Mellies as our player of the game. He ran for 157 yards and a touchdown. He threw a touchdown pass, and he also had an interception on defense as well. And, of course, he runs this offense flawlessly. The ball was never on the ground, no bad handoffs. The ball never hit the ground with this Cobra offense, and no turnovers as well. So Drake Mellies is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Jackson Heights will host Rossville coming up next Friday. Should be one whale of a game. We can tell you Nemaw Central, the two-time defending champ in 2A, they win tonight over Sabetha 21-0. Centralia wins over Opie 40-26. So Centralia and Pittsburgh Colgan, and Holton season comes to an end as Wellsville wins going away over Holton tonight 49-0. Jake and Boz will have all the scores. I'm sure they'll take a look at the playoff brackets heading into the quarterfinal action next week. We definitely have some teams in the area that we'll be covering on our family of stations and the MSC radio group, so we look forward to covering that for you again next Friday. So that'll put a wrap on things here tonight from Jackson Heights High School. Big thank you to Kyson running the camera for the Cobra Channel, Zach running the laptop for the Cobra Channel. Great job, guys, and we appreciate all of your hard work and appreciate you braving the cold out there tonight and even the rain there in the second half as well. Huge thank you to Ray Penning running the controls back in Hiawatha as Jackson Heights moves on and improves to 10-0 with a 38-6 win over Troy. Good night from Jackson Heights High School. Thanks for tuning in to High School Football 103.9 KNZA. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.